chapter Samach Gimel, that's 63. And we're doing subsection 3, Gimel, Siv Gimel, we're doing over here. So in Beis, we learned that you're not allowed to be stringent and say, I'm going to get up when I do the Shema instead of sitting, because that way you would be showing that you're going like the like Beis Shammai, when the ruling is like Beis Hillel. That would be considered a disrespect for Beis Hillel to go ahead and say that your interpretation of the verse is wrong. But he says like this, in Siv Gimel, "Bamedvarim amurim biyoshev she'oimed." If you're sitting to get up, you're not allowed to do that. Avol im hoya mahalich, but if you are walking. And now v'roitze lamid v'likreis kol ha'gimel parshiyus shel kriya shema, and you want to stop and read all the three sections of the reading of the Shema. And the reason you're doing is kidei sheyuchal lekaven heitev, so that you can direct your mind, have good kavona. Well, you have a good kavona in your mind. That's why you're stopping. Now, even though Beis Hillel says that you can read the Shema even while you're walking, you don't have to stop. And he is going to go ahead and he's going to stop. That he's permitted, that I show you. He's permitted to do so. If his intention is so that he can think what he's saying, to have kavana, that's okay. You know, we hope that more people will have kavana when they're driving, not speaking on their cell phones or texting while they're driving, because, you know, you get distracted. So you gotta, when you're walking, you have to be, you're distracted a little bit, or driving, you're distracted, so you gotta go ahead. He wants to stop so that he can have his mind. He says, V'tovo lo bracha, and let blessing come upon you. Not only are you allowed to, but the blessing should come upon you for doing that. Why? Kivon she'einem iskabim ba'mida elu b'shvil ha'kavona. Because the reason why are you stopping, only because you want to have a kavona. As opposed to mash'ein kem b'yoshev, but if you're sitting down to read the Shema, she'yuchal ha'kavon k'mo'umad, he can have the kavona just the same as standing. So he doesn't have to sit to have kavona. L'chein mash'enoyegim lo'imar b'yoyim ha'kipurim, baruch shem k'veid machusi lo'ilom vo'ed mo'umad. So he says, there is a custom in Yom Kippur at the end by Ne'ilah, we say Baruch Shem Kved Machus Elohim Vaed. We do it three times. So, and we do it while you're standing. So he says, also Mutar Lamed Kishemagia LeKrishma. So you're allowed to stand up when you come to the Shema. Although normally you're not allowed to get up for the Shema, because then you would be doing like Beis Shammai against Beis Hillel, but you're allowed to get up for the Shema. Why? Afa Pishu Yoshe V'Yochel LeKaven. Even though he's sitting, and he could be Mekaven, so don't get up for the Shema, because it appears like you're trying to accomplish like Beis Shammai against Beis Hillel. But he's not doing it for the obligation of Shema. That's not why he's getting up. Why is he doing the Shema? For the obligation of the day. The rabbis instituted that on Yom Kippur, by nighttime, by Ne'ilah, you should say the Shema Yisrael. It's not the regular Shema that we're reading. So therefore, it doesn't apply to the laws of B'shach B'chov Kumecha, in which there would be a disagreement between B'sham and B'sil, because this is something different. This is not the Shema which you're doing for an obligation. You're doing it for the day. Now, in subsection 4, V'imrotz l'ikris kol ha'gimel parshis k'shum halach. If a person wishes, however, to read all these three portions while you're walking, harushus biyodeh, you can do so. However, he says, milvad pasuk rishon, with the exception of the first verse. The first verse, Shema Yisrael, you can't walk. Why? Shetzrichim lamid mihiluchay. You need to stop from your walking when you're reading the Shema Yisrael. And either stop from walking, or to sit down. But you can't be walking. In other words, if you're going to be sitting down, you're anyways not going to be doing like Beis Shammai. Because according to Beis Shammai, you have to stand up. He's stopping to walk, but he says he gives him the option. He can either stop walking, which means he can be standing though, which seems like Beis Shammai, or he can sit down, in which he's not even going to come across like Beis Shammai, because he's sitting down when he's reading it. So in order to do good kavana, so he says he should be stopping to do kavana. The same thing would be true if you're riding on an animal, or maybe by that same token, if you're riding a car, and if you're driving, maybe if you're not driving, maybe today's cars are different, but especially if you're driving, riding on an animal is considered, we'll see, tzorich la mido, you have to stop the animal, you can't be driving, you can't be riding the animal. It doesn't make a difference, a donkey or a camel, whatever you're riding over there. She'eina yochel kavan kol kach. Because you cannot have so much kavona, you can't have it in mind so much. She'utorut ba'alichosa, because you're preoccupied with the movement, the walking of the animal. But he says, avalim yoshev ba'agola, but if he's sitting in a carriage, he's not on the animal itself, ain't tzorich la'amido, you don't have to stop the animal. So you can be sitting in the carriage, because that's not on the animal itself. You're sort of watching how the animal is going, but not in the carriage. It's okay. So he says here, without explanation, really, he says that you have to stop by the first one because you cannot be mekaven. But he doesn't explain how would this not go against Beis Hillel, because Beis Hillel says, the verse says that when you're walking that you can say it. And in this case, he's telling you, no, you have to stop. But if the verse says you can say it while you're walking, at least with the first pasuk, which one has to have kavana, which is the minimum amount of kavana, at least the first pasuk, he's telling you to stop. But the verse says, you say it, uvelechtecha v'aderech. And perhaps that's why it's hinted, or to sit, because the point of here is, maybe other people who used to be very great people, they can have kavana even while they're walking. But maybe ordinary people, he doesn't explain this, or he doesn't give reasoning why, but he said maybe ordinary people have a problem having kavana while they're walking. Maybe this wouldn't apply. But he doesn't say, he just tells you that first pasuk, you have to stop. Yeah, what were you going to say?
You know, it's kind of interesting, you know, being relatively new, you know,
years
of Chabad and davening.
Right, right.
And I find it always, whether I'm davening at home or even davening here, and let's say you're doing the Shema, it's, okay, you know, the Hebrew becomes second nature, you know. But if you can't translate the Hebrew, you kind of lose the meaning of what is being said. And I'm wondering how many people who daven in the Hebrew really know what they're saying, you know, who know Hebrew well enough to know it. So I kind of wonder I just wonder how many people just kind of go flying through it because I can read the Hebrew quickly. And so, you know, I find I have to focus on the words, and sometimes some days I'll just read the English.
Very, very good point. And actually, I want to refer you to what we've already learned in the previous chapter, 62. Over there he said, he spoke about the Kavana. But I was going to stop over here, but because you asked, I'm going to learn one more subsection, which is going to address some of your concerns, and I'm going to answer your question more specifically. I said in section 62, but I really meant section 61 over there. But here, this is going to be a very important halacha for you. Let's do one more subsection. It's going to directly answer your question. He says like this: Afal pi shel lechatchila tzarich lekaven b'chol hagimul parshis. No, actually, we did so in section B in the second. A subsection in chapter 62, he talks about which language to do it in. But let's just see over here. In we're doing section 5 in 63. Afal pi shelechatchila tzarich lekaven b'chol ha'gimul parshiyus. Even though to begin with, one must have kavana, the intention, the direct his mind, in all the three portions, which is the Shema, V'hoya, and Vayomer. But Iker HaKavona, who be pasuk rishon, he says the main direct of the mind is in the first verse, Shehu Kabbalas Malchus Shamayim, because that is the accepting of the heavenly yoke, the kingdom. You're saying Hashem Elokein, Hashem Echad is our God. You're accepting God. So that is the main place, even though all three are important, but that's the main. V'hu adin lebaruch shem kavod malchusei la'olam v'od. Also the second verse that we say, which is actually not part of the Shema, but we put it in there as we learned before. Also, shehu gamkein kabolas malchus shemayim. That's also accepted the heavenly yoke, because it says, blessed is the name of the glory of Hashem's kingdom forever. This is all an expression of your accepting of the Hashem's kingdom. However, avo mevahavta ve'elach, but from the point of you shall love and on, hu loshin tzavoah, that is a language of a command, instruction. Ve'ahavta, you shall love. It's not acceptance, it's already a mitzvah over there. Lefikoch, im kara kriya shema, if you read the Shema, and you have not had your mind, your heart, you weren't understanding, you weren't feeling the first verse or the second verse, you have to go ahead and read them again. If you did not have kavana when you said Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem, even those views that say mitzvahs do not require intent, which means if you did a mitzvah and you had nothing in mind, say you shook the lulav and you didn't think that you were doing a mitzvah, you thought you were just taking a branch or something, but you did the mitzvah, you don't need to have kavona, you're just doing it, or you ate matzah on Pesach without knowing that it's Pesach. So he says, but moedim bazeh, but in this case they will agree, even though normally they're only kavona, but in this case they agree, sheim lo kiven lo yotzo yidei chavosim min ha-Torah, that if you had no intention, you did not fulfill your obligation of the Torah commission, is bar v'simen samach, like explained in Simen Salah 60, chapter 60, in subsection 5. Over there he says that it's different with the Shema, because over there you're accepting something. You're accepting the heavenly yoke. So how could you accept something when you don't know really what you're saying? You're not really saying anything if you are not really understanding what you are saying over here. In Sif Hei over there, not Dalet, I said Dalet, in Sif Hei, in which he goes through the whole thing of a similar thing like we're saying over here, that in the first verse of Shema, you must have Kavona in the first section of the Shema, the first verse. So what happens if you made a mistake and you didn't, you know, like you said, you just flew through it? So he says, Ukshukoyra posuk Shema Yisro pam shenis. So when you're seeing it a second time, Yikra belachash, you should do it softly. Imhu betzibur, if you're davening with a minion, Shelo yenira. It shouldn't appear like you're accepting two rulers over you, or two domains, meaning say one to Hashem and one to somebody else. You're saying two times Shema Yisrael. As we learned earlier, you can't say Mishatkin, you say that you can't say Shema Shema two times, because that would seem like you're accepting two different gods, so to speak. The Imla Niskar, but if you don't remember that you didn't have Kavona, Adla Achash Shesim Kola Parsha, until you, after you finish the entire portion. So let's say, oh, you're thinking about the stock market or about the Patriots or something like that in the middle, and you're doing the Shema Yisrael, then you say, oh, shucks, I just read the Shema, but I didn't think what I was saying. But you finished already the whole parsha. Tzarech lachzor l'reish, you have to start over to the beginning. You start the Shema again. If you didn't do it, you have to start over again. She'efshar l'kreis b'mokom sh'nizkar. Because you can't just say Shema Yisrael right here, because then you'll be going out of order. Mishum shenimtzo kodel mafreya. Then you're reading it backwards, because the Shema belongs before, not after, and you're reading it now after. That's to start all over again. And you hadn't fulfilled your commission. Like explained in like explain this Siman Samach Dalet. So over here, basically, he wants you to make sure that you have kavana. As far as doing it in English, so what it comes out in the section 62, over there he said that you must understand what you're saying, even if you're saying it in Hebrew. See, some things, if you say in Hebrew, like it talks about, like for example, the Megillah. If you're reading the Megillah in the Hebrew, you don't have to understand what you're saying. You can fulfill your obligation just by listening. But if you mention the Megillah, because Megillah is coming up, but if you somebody's reading the Megillah in the English, let's say, then you must understand English. You can't fulfill it, your obligation, by listening to a language that you don't understand. So sometimes in Hebrew, it's more lenient. But as far as the Shema goes, or at least the first portion, because we're saying you'd have to reread it. Everything else, okay. But the first portion, you have to reread it. You have to understand that which you are saying in the Hebrew. If you don't understand what you're saying in the Hebrew, you'd rather pray in the... When we were learning, we weren't sure, but then I looked it up a little bit also and further. You have to... It's not so clear over here, but he says over here that you have to understand V'hushe maybe in Haloshin, that you have to understand the language. That would apply, it seems very clearly, in the... later on also, it sees very clearly that by the Shema, you have to understand what you're saying, because the Torah wants you to, because you're accepting the yoke of heaven. There's no point in accepting the yoke of heaven without knowing. You're not accepting anything, you're just saying words. Now, sometimes words are good. You know, sometimes they would work. Now, what about a blessing? When I don't understand, I'm saying, Baruch Atah Hashem, Borei Pri HaAdamah. I don't know what I'm saying, the fruit of the ground. I don't understand what I'm saying. There's two opinions over there later on. Here, the Alter Rebbe, in what we learned in Samach Beis, he seemed to say that you can fulfill if you don't understand the language simply. But later on, I mean, I'm not sure exactly I had that issue, why the Alter Rebbe over here doesn't bring down what he brings down later on, that there's two opinions, and he says quite clearly, to begin with, you must understand the bracha that you're saying, because some say that the blessing for mitzvah is just like the Shema. There's the two opinions, whether it's exactly the Shema or not. But sometimes you can fulfill your obligation even though you don't know. Like this morning, we did the halal. Okay, and Rosh Chodesh is not, it's a half halal, it's not really mandatory. But like to do the halal, which is just the reading of it, reading of the halal, one can fulfill if he, certainly if he does it in Hebrew, even if he doesn't understand, you fulfill the mitzvah of reading the halal. Well, when it comes to... Yantav or something like that. The Rosh Chodesh anyways is only half halal, so it's not as... But sometimes just saying the words, but certainly from the after the first verse of the Shema, after you said Shema and Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Elolam Vaed, if you just read the words, you didn't think, you don't have to go back, you fulfill your obligation. So you know, the same thing is actually true with the first blessing of the Amida. The first blessing of the Amida, the same thing is true. You can't just pray, or that's the main thing, the prayer over there. We're going to learn about it later on a little bit more. Prayer, the first blessing, you have to understand what you're saying. Again, you can say it in any language you understand. So when you say to me, if you don't understand what the Shema Yisrael says, you don't understand what it's saying, you're better off reading it in English than saying it in Hebrew and not saying it. At least the first verse. Same thing goes with the first part of the Amida. You're better off saying it in the English so you know what you're saying. That point, up to that point, is the mitzvah of... and from this point on, it becomes the mitzvah of Kriya, did say to me. This is the mitzvah of Kabbalah soil, to accept the yoke. Accepting the yoke of heaven, doing the prayer, the first prayer, he explains at length over there, the very first blessing of the prayer must be... And everything else follows sort of along. Then they didn't, you know. So to answer your question, I think, directly, the Shema... Think what you're saying. If you can't figure out the Hebrew, do it in English. The first blessing you do of the Amida, do either in English or understand what you're saying. Now, all the rest of it, you can technically fulfill your obligation with just reading the words. Mm-hmm.